This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, and I'm glad that you're here. I was suspicious about you, and I'm glad you're here. And my suspicions are true. You're exceptional. Now, those of you that want me to become suspicious about you, it's real simple. Just start listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and we'll all be suspicious together. Suspicious. What was that song? Suspicious. Suspicious Eyes or whatever. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on in this 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're riding it right here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also visit our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Okay, we are doing our level best to get all the information out to you about New California and all the things that are going on in New California, because there's a lot of things going on in New California. We just picked up another county. Makes it 35. Yeah. We only have a few more to go. Well, there's actually 58 counties in California. And before this is all over, the total number of counties that I think that will come on board will be 48. I'm out there on a limb. But, you know, I know because I know. And that is because I've been contacted by all these counties. Now, we have completely covered the gamut of counties that have contacted New California to become a state. That count is 58. All 58 counties of California have contacted us in one way, shape, or form. And, of course, of that, 35 have joined already. Well, there's 34 that officially joined, and one's going to go up here in the next week or so. So that's just a part of what's going on. Excuse me, it's brew time. We just brewed one off. Wow. Okay, so listen, I've got to tell you, I love the coffee. I love my coffee. It's like my pillow. If you want a good night's sleep, my pillow. Code word agenda, 800-266-4715. How'd you like the way I just threw that one in? We're talking about my coffee and my pillow. Okay, anyway, so we got a lot of things going on that are just absolutely over the top in terms of news and information coming your way. The Parkland kids all went back today. This is Parkland, Florida, Douglas High School. And no backpacks, no books, no nothing. It's just all about showing up and talking and getting together, basically, at the school. And that's the thing. Very well needed, I can tell you, having been a former principal and worked in large high schools like that. 3,000. I was at 3,200, I think, the max we were at that one school. And that's a pretty big school, 3,000 plus. But I think my understanding is like 4,000, you know, close to 4,000 students, one way, shape, or form. I think they've got some auxiliary programs and stuff like that that makes it to that 4,000 mark that they talk about. I'm more inclined. I need to talk to my friend back there. I thought it was 4,000. I believed it. I bit. I chewed. And I think now looking at it, it's got to be a little bit less than that full-time. And full-time students that go every day. But, you know, you might have some other students that come on at night and stuff like that, or in the afternoon, late in the afternoons for, you know, their various services and stuff. That may, in fact, be the case. Okay, so anyway, they're coming back, and the gun debate is still raging. You have all the leftists out there talking about the gun, how the gun did it and gun didn't do it. And then, you know, I'm just awaiting a real investigation about what went on there, and right now it doesn't look like it's going to happen. I hope that it will, because I think this is really, 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 really important to get to the bottom of what happened there at Marjorie Douglas Stoneman High School, and the other ones. You know, there's no complete investigation yet about Las Vegas, right? Just an operation where a bunch of guys got up apparently and started shooting people and killed them all. Bump stocks, of course. And if you ever seen a bump stock mechanism, and I know some of the people I know that have them, it doesn't do what they said it did in Las Vegas. So it's kind of a little bit hard for me to believe. And the people I've talked to, they've been in the military and so on, they said the weapons that they heard being fired and so on, they said, it just doesn't quite cut it to be an AR-15 with a bump stock. And that's what, you know, that's just what we've been hearing. That's just what we've been hearing about what happened there in Las Vegas. So I'm demanding that there be a thorough investigation of all these incidences. And I hope that what's going to happen here at in Parkland is, in fact, it's unraveling as we speak about this whole shooting thing. We're getting more and more information. Now, listen, I know many of you are probably really in a lot of disarray right now because they're just slamming us and taking us down. All the alternative media is just being taken out. We know that. And we're trying to get the word out as best we can. Radio is still the best medium, such as what you're doing here. Now, we understand that at some point in times in our broadcast here on Agenda 21 Radio, now remember, we're a digital talk monster radio show, and we're on Red State Talk Radio, and that is the King Kong of digital talk radio, Red State Talk Radio. Live radio, 36 hours, that's what we produce here. And we understand that sometimes people have been hacking into us and shutting us down. So that's just a recent development, and that just goes right on with all the other stuff that's been taken down in the right-wing alternative genre by Google and by these other bad actors out there. And of course, Google and YouTube are the same. YouTube is owned by Google. So they've got complete control. And if you've noticed that all these sites now, if you go to your YouTube pages and so on, and you type in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, you'll find, oh, my God, they've got wall-to-wall coverage. But if you take a look at who produces the wall-to-wall coverage of those YouTubes out there, it's ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, and, you know, CNN. That's what's out there. That's what you see. So what are you getting? Oh, Then there's Ellen DeGeneres, she'll report. And then Jimmy Kimmel, he's going to give you political commentary, right, about stuff. So that's kind of the way it goes. And, look. People are sending me messages. Just stop it. I don't want to be distracted by the shining objects. We're coming up to a break, and I can be distracted all I want then. So people are, it's really funny. Some of the people that are closer to me, they know when to chime in. It's at the commercial breaks. So if I get to it, I get to it. But anyway, so this the gun thing is really raging still out there, the anti-gun emotions and feelings and all that stuff, and getting into the censorship that's happening. This is complete, and this is something, it's the middle of the week. We're going to hammer this forward to you all out there that are listening. They're shutting it down. They're really trying aggressively to shut us all down and be warned. Emails are jammed. We're getting that all the time now. We sent out some things the other day, 46 recipients supposedly, and they all bounced back. Sent it through another server and no problem at all. So this is the kind of stuff that's happening. That's why I say don't be shocked and in dismay. But this is what's going to happen. In this whole mess, what's going to happen is that all of you are going to do what we talk about doing at the beginning of the show, one person at a time. They can't shut that down. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Capitol is about as close as we get in the United States of America to royal treatment. House Speaker Paul Ryan described it as an honor for congressional leaders to receive the casket of the Reverend Billy Graham at the United States Capitol and to welcome his family. Ryan described it as very special, something that congressional leaders are honored to do. In recent days, we've seen former U.S. presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush pay their respects to the Reverend Graham and his family. Later this morning, President Trump will have that opportunity along with other top American dignitaries at the U.S. Capitol. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell described this extraordinary ceremony for a most extraordinary figure.
Lying in state in the Capitol has been used, I think, about 150 times since Henry Clay from my state was the first one to lie in state in 1852. It's an honor extended by a grateful nation to one of the truly unique figures in world history.
After the president and elected figures pay their respects to the Reverend Graham, fondly remembered as America's pastor, average Americans will have the opportunity to do so later today in the Capitol Rotunda. There will be plenty of military pomp and circumstance led by service members from the Military District of Washington. And Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says Graham deserves it.
He was a real leader and a very wonderful man, and he deserves the respect of the American people.
We expect President Trump to lay a wreath later this morning, and we will hear tributes from the House Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader, someone Mitch McConnell has called a person of towering consequence.
Okay, so Billy Graham lying in state, Capitol Rotunda, quite an honor for Billy Graham to be there. And like I said, my Billy Graham experience was at the Nixon funeral in Yorba Linda, California, back in the day. And boy, that was something else. That was something else. And we'll have to talk about that sometime. It's coming up, actually. The anniversary is coming up. It was in, wow, it was in the 90s. I think it was in 94. I think it was in April or 94. And boy, what a day that, what a series of days that was when Nixon came in from El Toro Air Base, Marine Corps Air Base, came in from El Toro and then laid in state there at the Rotunda at the Nixon Library. I was in the Yorba Linda Noon Rotary at the time, and boy, did we have a lot of special access and stuff like that to the library, which we did at, you know, I did a lot of my original TV programming down there. I did about 300 local origination TV shows down there, so that was, I didn't realize it did so many of those. Now, in fact, we're coming up to, on the podcast, up to 1,000 shows or 1,000 hours of programming. That's just on this one, and it goes back, what, 3 years? 3 years on the podcast, and podcasts are becoming quite popular, and I really appreciate, listen, we're kind of a little tardy at getting some of the podcasts up, and boy, do I get blasted. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that. But yet I really have very, very fond memories of that day in particular in which Billy Graham came out, and just a little bit of reflection on this whole thing. It was talk about weather programming. I guess maybe the weather gods had it all arranged. I don't know how they would do that, but it was quite the day. I can remember that we were all set up, and I was in the parking lot at the Nixon Library, and my daughter and wife were up actually very, very close to the steps that lead up there, and within really arm's reach, as it turns out, to not arm's reach, maybe 5 or 6 feet away from the Nixon families. They drove in, and everything was, it was very very close and intimate, basically. But we were out in the parking lot, and the fountain was off on the left, and the doors into the library are right directly in front of us. But in between us and them were about 24 members of the I don't know what they're called. You guys want, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Tell me what this group is. The honor guard that comes out from Washington, D.C., you know, the military people. And, man, were they just awesome. These guys are just men. You, no other way to look at it. These guys are just built bulky. I mean, they are just solid steel-looking kind of guys. Just perfect uniforms, everything. And I'll tell you, they were all lined up there waiting in a reception, like in a block of humans, and in formation. That's what the words are. I get my military head back on. In formation and perfect lines, perfect rows, standing there at ease initially. And they're just standing there, and the weather was kind of starting to close in, and there was thunder and lightning that was building, and we kept hearing reports on the radio that the cars were getting closer and closer, coming in from El Toro and rolling into Yorba Linda and coming down Imperial Avenue and all that stuff, or Imperial Highway, and man, everybody's kind of reporting, because we didn't have really, we had these big bulky cell phones back in the day. I mean, in bags and stuff, it was just huge things. And they were talking about the car was getting closer, the hearse was getting closer, and the entourage was coming in. And then all of a sudden, it kind of went to open clouds, and all the clouds just kind of rolling in and getting dark, and then thunder. Then, and as soon as they said they got off the freeway and they started to come up Imperial Avenue, thunder. I mean, rolling thunder. Type stuff. And everybody's looking around like, what's going on here? And then as the car got closer and closer and drove into down into Yorba Linda, into the, across it, all of a sudden, claps of lightning, wham, just right there, and it started to rain, and it started to rain. I mean, it was amazing, just a deluge of rain. Never seen, it's like somebody turned, it's like Hollywood just turned on the spigot. See that? Weather warfare, climate engineering, right? And just as raining and raining, and these men in their uniforms just stood there solid, did not move, not did not move, and we're all in there trying to, you know, be hooded up and everything, and it was just, I mean, the water, it hit so hard that water started to run off, I mean, literally run off, like a half an inch of water running off the driveway and running off, I mean, it was just a downpour, and it was mixed in with a little bit of hail and sleet, and then all of a sudden, it's just, as the cars came in, the first car came in, they unloaded people, and it was raining and raining and raining. And then the next car that comes up is the hearse. And all of a sudden, it stops raining and gets to a gentle mist. And the car pulls to a stop. This is no joke. This is no joke how it worked. And so everybody's going, wow, what's going on here? And all of a sudden, there is this huge clap of thunder. And it's just one of those kind of things where it's so close. And all of a sudden, the doors swing open of the Nixon Library. This is no joke. And who comes out but Billy Graham? No one knew this was going to happen. But Billy Graham walks out and starts strutting. And everybody's like, oh, my God. I mean, people are groans and everything. They couldn't believe it. It's just like, you know, God himself had his hand there. This is not a crazy story. I wrote about it. It was published in places. And anybody who was there remembers that. It was quite impressive. And then the honor guard, they got up and they pulled out the casket and they marched him up there. And the people flooded. I mean, there are people in throngs to the steps of the Nixon Library. It's packed. My wife and daughter were right there, actually. It was very interesting. And probably one of the most incredible days of my life to see that. Then not a whole funeral thing. They brought out the cannons, 21-gun salute. Anyway, but the Reverend Billy Graham presided over all that. Rest in peace, my friend. Rest in peace.
of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Inside federal court at this hour, there is an arraignment and status hearing as we await word on a potential trial date. It's Manafort's first court appearance since his co-defendant and longtime deputy Rick Gates pleaded guilty in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Manafort pleaded not guilty to 12 counts of fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy against the United States.
Brand new reaction now from the acting ICE director today, calling out the mayor of a sanctuary city for warning residents ahead of time about upcoming ICE raids by the feds. Here's Thomas Homan from a bit earlier today.
What she did is no better than a gang lookout yelling police when a police cruiser comes in the neighborhood, except she did it to the entire community. I mean, it's beyond the pale. I've been doing this for 34 years, and this is a whole new low. To intentionally warn criminals that law enforcement's coming. What she did is intentionally put law enforcement officers at risk.
So despite the mayor's warning, ICE agents arrest more than 150 in weekend raids. And Claudia Cowan, she was along for the ride, live in Oakland, California now. Claudia, good morning.
And good morning, Bill. It was an eye-opening assignment to see how these ICE officers enforce the law. We got to ride along and see these raids unfold over a period of several days. These arrests mostly happened at the fugitives' homes, since sanctuary laws prevent ICE officers from detaining criminal illegal immigrants at the jail. And as you mentioned, more than 150 people were arrested since the raids began early Sunday. Now, in addition to breaking the law by being here illegally, about half of those arrested have criminal convictions, including 38-year-old Armando Nuez Salgado, a known gang member and multiple felon who had been deported four times before. We saw him get arrested on Sunday in Napa. Speaking exclusively to Fox News, the head of ICE's enforcement and removal blasted Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, saying her decision to publicly announce the raids on Saturday and suggest targeted illegal immigrants refuse to cooperate put lives at risk.
We have officers that are sworn law enforcement officers, federal law enforcement officers, upholding the Constitution and the oaths that they took. And we have a politician that's going to try to score cheap political points on the backs of the men and women of ICE, and that's unconscionable.
Many decisions that I make have risks and rewards. I do not regret sharing this information. I felt that it was my duty to share the information I had.
In fact, she doubled down, offering a tip line for immigrants who need legal assistance and saying, quote, our community is safer when families stay together. But the Department of Justice is now looking into whether she violated any laws. Meantime, these raids do continue. There will be more arrests, but ICE officials say nearly 900 fugitives remain at large, though they say many of them probably eluded capture because of the mayor's warning.
Back from Oakland, you. Claudia Cowan. Thank you, Claudia.
Well, well. She just can't seem to keep out of the media, at least here on Agenda 21 Radio. We did this in the first hour. Now we've got her back. She's back. Anyway, so that is the Oakland mayor. Now, remember, it was Jerry Brown who was mayor of Oakland before he was the attorney general, and then off to governor of California again for the third and fourth time, right? Term. Did three and four terms. It's not a mistake. No, it's not a mistake. It was actually designed for him to get a third and fourth term to kind of jump around the Constitution, so to speak. Kind of play with it. That's how they played the game. So anyway, that's the biggest concern that we have right now. And I'm talking about these things. What's going on with the Oakland person. Okay, so anyway, the other big thing, the big victory that we're talking about, big victory for Donald Trump after judge upholds border wall project. And this was a big one, as we've talked about. Says President Trump on Wednesday hailed a big victory in the courts for his proposed border wall after a federal judge ruled against an environmental challenge to Trump's central campaign promise. Hello, are you kidding me? That's true. That's absolutely true. A lot of people don't understand it, but we're trying to get this to you so you do understand what happened. But it seems that this judge, Gonzalo Carrell, remember he was the guy who said that Trump said, you know, he's part of La Raza. And everybody said, oh, you're so racist to bring that up. He's not my brother. And he's born in Ohio. He's a citizen. I'll never forget one of these idiot guys from the East Coast who said, oh, he's a racist. You know, that Trump, he's a racist. Because, you know, Gonzalo, he's from Ohio. He was born in Ohio. But he's claiming La Raza. And I mean claiming, like a gang claiming La Raza, like a gangster. That's what I'm claiming. That's what I'm saying. You know, you can't have a boat. Oh, La Raza is this wonderful outreach group in the United States. Right. Right. They're the guys who like to work with the mayors of Oakland type guys. Those are those guys. That's La Raza. And La Raza is thicker than blood. You know, as they say. Blood is thicker than water. La Raza is thicker than blood. Foos. That's the way it rolls up here in Alta California, in Alta, USA. Now, if you're La Raza down in Mexico, it's a different breed of cat, of course. This is so radicalized up here. And that's why Trump's first response, absolutely correct about Carrell. If he's into La Raza, he's a racist. That's the way I look at it. I'm sorry, but I've been so jaded by these folks over the years. I get it. Now, Carrell being sitting on, you know, the judiciary, which is a problem for me, But as it was obviously for Trump. Now, see, I get the whole thing about La Raza. So when I find out if a judge is going to do something with me and he's on La Raza, I know I got a racist there and he's not going to like me because of my skin color. That's the way I interpret these racist bigots that are members of La Raza, who like to kill white people, who want all white people out of the United States, who want the gringo gone. No hueto. Anyway, so Gonzalo found in favor of the administration Tuesday in a case that asked whether the government could ignore environmental laws to construct the southern border wall. And the project had been challenged by environmental groups and the state of California, of course. You know, New California, none of that's going to exist, by the way. Trump touted the victory on a Trump tweet. I read it this morning. It says, He has decided that sections of the wall that California wants to build now will not be built until the whole wall is approved. Big victory yesterday with ruling from the courts that allows us to proceed. Our country must have border security. So, Correll nailed it. Now, this is my interpretation of what Correll did here. I believe that Correll still holds very, very strong his La Raza roots, his impulses, his triggering events about La Raza and his racist notions. I think he deep-seatedly does that. But this is what I say. Say hallelujah, brother. I think he has seen the light, as a lot of these La Raza folks that are professionals have seen. And they do realize that, let's see, elections have consequences, and Donald Trump is now the president of the United States, not Barack Hussein Obama. And so they're saying, we better kind of just, you know, get along here with the president. Whatever he wants, we're not going to, well, struggle against him, because you might be a judge, but you could still be had somehow, right? Somehow the federal system is going to work against you with that sitting president that you hate so much. So that's what I think has happened. I think they've wised up. The wise guys have wised up. And Correll is a wise guy. He says, I'm going to go along with this Donald Trump guy. And I'm not going to challenge him on the wall. But then he might have just been a really good judge and applied the law, right? Right. Like Javier Becerra would do. Here we go.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference?
we can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Kill it in the courts. So this is a major victory, and not just for a project here in Calexico, but arguably any fence that's being built along the border. Effectively giving the administration a green light for this 3-mile replacement project here, a 14-mile stretch in San Diego, and he's hoping Congress will give him money for 124 miles over the next 2 years. Now, based on arguments and the legal challenge that we heard last month from the state of California and environmental groups, many thought the wall would be stopped indefinitely. Specifically, they argued that permission from Congress to build the border barrier had expired and that the administration needed permission from each border state and had to override 27 environmental laws to erect any fence.
Our main concern is that the Trump administration has basically acted like a king and said, I can waive any and all laws along the border region as long as it relates in some way to border construction or further border militarization.
So yesterday, a federal judge rejected that argument, saying, quote, Congress enacted a law which attempts to avoid delays caused by lawsuits challenging construction of barriers, allowing the secretary to waive application and enforcement of federal, state, and local laws during construction of a border barrier. So the irony here is the judge that candidate Trump criticized for bias because of his Mexican-American heritage now hands the president perhaps his greatest immigration legal victory in federal district court. And secondly, now the very same law that California environmentalists criticized and attacked President Trump for using vigorously was also used by President Obama to erect a fence in Arizona in 2011. And it was signed by President Clinton back in 96 to build the original border fence that is now being replaced, as you see behind me, by that now 30-foot bollard wall. I'll say one thing, Sam, here. Judge Curiel said in his opinion, he is not judging the merits, the court, the merits, the political merits of the wall project. And he actually paraphrased Chief Justice Roberts saying, my job is to interpret the law, not to make it or execute it.
Wow. I see the light, brother. I see the light. That is what I'm really talking about. That's really what we're talking about. I see the light. I see the light. So the bottom line is this, and we're where is the? You know, I'm having so much fun today. The time goes fast when you're having fun. I hope you're having fun too, actually. So now another seeing the light moment, and this is something that that we were talking about earlier. I'm trying to see. I was trying to get to this earlier, and it just didn't come through. So I'm jamming it up here. I'm jamming it up about what's happening. But we've got some things. I'm going to see if I can get the right timing on this. Jeff Sessions has now stepped forward and said he's going to, of course, investigate Obama. Now, listen, that sounds like, oh, he knew. We didn't think he was going to do it. And everybody's critical of Sessions, but looks like he's going to do it. And this is something that is going to happen. I think everybody's starting to look at it as something that's going to happen. We're going to try and get this thing to play right. Here we go. See if we can get the play right.
On the new
here we
used,
go.
This process used to secure a surveillance warrant for former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Here is Jeff Sessions on the new
here we go.
Investigation
Listen
from
to
the
this.
IG.
We believe the Department of Justice must adhere to the high standards in the FISA court. And yes, it will be investigated. And I think that's just the appropriate thing. The Inspector General will take that as one of the matters he'll deal with.
Congressman Pete King of New York is also a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sandra.
What did you make when you heard of this move by Jeff Sessions to open an investigation?
I thought it was totally the right thing to do. Certainly, that's to be a full investigation of what the FBI and the Department of Justice did with the FISA court and the Carter Page application. I mean, I've been part of this investigation, and to me, there were clear deficiencies here. And this requires a full investigation by the Inspector General, and to me, the sooner the better.
The president is tweeting out on this, and this just happened a few moments ago on Twitter, Congressman, and I want to get your thoughts. He's responding to this move by his attorney general, saying, why is AG Jeff Sessions asking the inspector general to investigate potentially massive FISA abuse? Will take forever. Has no prosecutorial power and already late with reports on Comey, etc. Isn't the IG an Obama guy? Why not use Justice Department lawyers? Disgraceful. What did you think of that, Congressman?
Well, I have a great regard for Jeff Sessions. I understand where the president's coming from. And I do think an inspector general's investigation is important. But also, I can see why, to me, there's no reason why the Department of Justice can't do its own parallel investigation. Because, again, the inspector general, my experience, has always done a very good job. But it can take time. So, to me, we can have, the long-term investigation by the inspector general. But also, I think DOJ should look right now, see if there's any more immediate steps that can be taken, and also to see if there have been any clear violations. So, to me, they can run in parallel. But, again, I want to emphasize, I do have a great regard for Jeff Sessions. I believe he certainly means well on this. And to me, it's just a question of tax. And I would have no problem with both going ahead on parallel paths.
Okay, so what that means is there's going to be deeper investigation. I know Donald Trump's what he's doing, and at least I think I have an idea what he's doing here, kind of protesting the Sessions thing. And I think that's just all part of the act. This is all going to go forward, and it's going to go deeper and deeper. You're going to have two legal systems gathering evidence is what you're going to do, and I think that's really what we want to see. The more evidence, the better in this case, because the abuses are absolutely enormous, and everybody knows it. And so does President Obama, ex-President Obama. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website and MyPillow. You want to sleep good tonight. MyPillow, 800-266-4715, and code word AGENDA.
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul at a21r.com. I'm checking on those emails right now, actually. Top of the hour, we will be checking in. So a21r.com to email me. Go ahead, Jim, do it. Just hit the click. Anyway, also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be bringing you news and information about New California in just a few, well, at the top, you know, after the news and everything. News and information coming your way at the top of the hour, as they say. Anyway, okay, so we got a lot of things coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about New California, what's going on there. And grievance number 7 is coming, and people are just flocking to the grievances. We really do appreciate that. We're going to be stretching it to 11 counties. I'm sorry, 13 counties. We just did 11 counties. Although some people, two, I believe, what I'm finding out is two of the counties couldn't do it because of weather or another delay or whatever. So that, I'm going to clarify that. Some, you know, it's a big state, New California. What's the weather in northern and central and southern part of New California is different. Believe it or not, yeah, it's that big. It's that big. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com, you want to definitely check that one out. As I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.